The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Harry. Today I'm going to review the Super Mario Bros. Movie to commemorate March the 10th, aka National Mario Day, which, as of recording, was yesterday. The new Super Mario Bros. Movie follows the Plumber Brothers, Mario and Luigi, who are sent to fix a woman's sink, and on their journey, they discover a passageway in the sewers leading to the Mushroom Kingdom, where the brothers are unfortunately separated. Mario ends up at the castle of Princess Peach, and Luigi ends up in the Darklands, a place ruled by King Bowser, the giant turtle dragon. Some have criticized the movie for being too simple, with not that much character depth. But I'd argue that it's not trying to. I love the bond between the Mario brothers and the danger that fell when Luigi ends up being held captive by Bowser. Mario's dynamic with Peach was great, and the introduction of Donkey Kong, along with all the references and Easter eggs to other Mario games, were fantastic. Bowser is also an awesome villain. He's both hilarious and intimidating, and his motivations for going after Peach are hilariously iconic and super in character for his video game counterpart. Some have criticized Peach for not being a damsel in distress and being instead being a girl boss. But I'd argue that she's one of the few girl boss archetypes that's done right. Not only could she fight in the games, but in the movie she's not a hard stoic Mary Sue with no compassion. Yes, I wish she'd had more flaws and was more fleshed out, but I do like how she doesn't undermine Mario just because he's a dude, like some girl boss characters that are written by guys who think being feminine means being a void of emotion and hating men. I also just love that the movie didn't go with the Save the Princess quest that the games do. It would have been the obvious pick and would have made Peach even less interesting. The final showdown between Mario and Bowser was incredible. There's even an attack moment from Bowser that took me by surprise and made me think, oh wow, he's not playing around anymore. Overall, I loved this film, and I'm so looking forward to the new Super Mario Galaxy movie. I'm giving this film a 9 out of 10. It might not have much substance or character depth, but I enjoyed it nonetheless.